T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
After a tough series loss to the Dodgers, they go down on a walk-off throwout at the plate. Very rarely see that in
kind of stuff in, Tony Gwynn Jr. used to dream about.
Indeed,
out in
indeed.
Center field, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're gonna we're talking some. Nice job, Terrence Gravy. We're talking some baseball. And what better person to have on to talk about some baseball than Buster Olney, ESPN? Buster, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay, but you probably could have other people in a better position to talk baseball than me because we've had a blackout. Our power's off for 2 days. We had a storm come through here. So I've been chainsawing and cutting up branches all that and going old school following baseball. You know, I live in the New York area, so you know, early in the evening, I got the Mets, I got the Yankees games, and then as the night goes along, I can listen to the Orioles and the Indians as the radio waves bounce. But it's been a couple of old school days.
Yeah, old school days. Well, at least on most regular days, you're a good person to have to talk some baseball.
Well, thank you.
I still believe that to be the case. Buster, I got to ask you a little bit about what the Padres do. I know 7-6 after a tough series loss to the Dodgers, but this team just looks a little bit different than they have in the past in terms of how they're competing.
Yeah, I mean, the talent is translating for sure. And here's the other thing, and it really jumps out with different teams in this very strange 60-game season. I don't think there's any question. There's some teams that are into it and some teams who are not into it. And, you know, for example, if you watch the Cubs, they're dugout so loud. There's a great esprit de corps. The Yankees, I think, have that right now. And I think the Padres have it. I mean, you see the level of excitement among the players. And you know, as Aaron Boone said to us before our Sunday night game the other day, you know, they've talked to the players about, you know, the health and safety protocol and following them. And he said, you have to live it. You have to own it because it's going to be a separator when it comes in the standings. Mm, and yeah. It does feel like that the Padres absolutely have that vibe going right now.
Buster, interesting you had a chance to talk to Aaron Boone. I had a chance to go to a game last night for the first time, actually be in the stadium, sitting up in the press box. And I told Tony that the thing that really impressed me the most was the energy that these players on both sides brought to the game. You can't tell on TV just how dead of an atmosphere it is out on that field unless you're at the ballpark. And I got to be honest with you, maybe not every team's bringing it, but a lot of them really are, and I give these baseball players a lot of credit. I don't know if you have the same feeling having, you know, actually seen a couple of games.
Yeah, and I was in the ballpark for that first game, the Washington Nationals, and then last Sunday I was sitting in the center field, above center field in Yankee Stadium, and oh my God, watching the outfielders, it definitely is a dad. Reminded me of watching 6-7-year-olds, you know, during T-ball picking daisies. And I have seen, like, a lot of mistakes. Like, you watch games, and the thing that I see all the time is players forgetting how many outs there are.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I mean, I thought, you know, during the shutdown, it was clear the fans were missing the players. Man, the players are missing the fans so much. And you know, to get back to the standings and sort of how they play out, I think the Padres clearly have an energy. I mentioned, you know, I mean, I think the Dodgers do. They've got great veteran leadership. There are going to be some teams where it is going to be dead, where if they're, you know, 10-18, they'll just be there for the plucking because their team's clearly not playing with a lot of energy.
Yeah, the energy is certainly going to be something that we all need to pay attention to as we get towards the end of this season. Buster only here on the SDCCU fan hotline. And Buster, MLB had to kind of make some changes here because over that last week, going into the weekend, it was tough to tell that if we were going to have baseball past the weekend. And so they've kind of tightened some things up. Talk to us a little bit about what you're hearing in terms of individual punishment for COVID.
That they're getting more serious about. I mean, let's face it, they're learning more and more about what's necessary. You know, I think they learned from the Marlins situation. I think they learned from, you know, the Cardinals, and to see what some of the Cardinals players were talking about, you know, how they felt like they absolutely adhered to it, but, you know, now they're making adjustments, like on planes. You guys have seen this, where if two guys are sitting in one row, one guy has the mask off, the other guy has to have his mask on. And they're going to have, you know, two essential hall monitors monitoring the team, you know, 16 hours a day, and calling them on it. Now, I haven't gotten a hard answer to the question you asked about, okay, what happens if, you know, a player has, you know, many violations. I've asked if in fact they will eject that player. I mean, this is something that the Player Association and Major League Baseball is trying to pull off. So I do think if they get the sense that some guy is not adhering in a way that they want after a warning, I wouldn't be surprised if they take him down and basically say, look, you don't want to be part of this, then go home, but we can't have a situation where you're putting other people at risk.
Buster, only ESPN is with us. How upset were the rest of the players in baseball truly about what happened with the Marlins and the Cardinals, or were they maybe a little more understanding than we were led to believe, Buster?
They were upset with the Marlins. I can't tell you that I've heard the same vitriol about the Cardinals. Okay. A lot of that, you know, is sort of based on, you know, the stories that have circulated, which I can't tell you exactly what's true and what's not. You know, where are their Marlins players out and about in Atlanta and completely ignoring all the health and safety protocol? The perception of other teams is that they really messed up. And folks with other teams were really angry about that. And I think it's been very interesting because in the week leading up to that, you got the sense that at the team level, there was growing confidence. Like, you know what? We got this. Okay, right. We're in a rhythm here, and our guys are taking it seriously. And, you know, teams like the Brewers, I heard a great story about how, you know, we had the original health and safety protocol, and then the Brewers had all the family members on a Zoom call and said, here's what we need you to do, you know, to protect this thing. And I think a number of teams have done that. So what happened with the Marlins and the Cardinals absolutely knocked people on their heels, which is why I think they came up with these adjustments.
Yeah, sometimes you need a wake-up call like that. Buster, you talked a little bit about looking at the outfielders, and it reminded you of seeing six-year-olds in the outfield picking Daisy.
That's funny.
What has it been like for you doing Sunday Night Baseball? Because you're in, like, the big show of the day for baseball, and it's just different for all of us watching. I can only imagine that it's different for you at the stadium.
100%. You know, normally, because the best time for any reporter in my job is before the game. You're hanging around the batting cage, you're waiting for somebody between rounds and say, hey, you know, what are you working on, how you feeling, or whatever, and you get that sort of feedback. So to walk into Yankee Stadium the other day, you know, 3 hours before the game, nobody outside the ballpark, nobody going, being escorted by security person out to center field in my own space.
it
was so different. And, you know, and looking down as Jackie Bradley Jr., Aaron Hicks make their way out and wondering if you can catch their eye and give them a wave and say hello from the top of that. It's very different in terms of doing the broadcast. It's, and I see this on a lot of broadcasts, there's always that second and a half delay. And so I step on Matt Viscursion. I step on Alex Rodriguez. But the other day, and I didn't really realize this, you know, in an empty ballpark, it is like an American Legion game. And so the other day when Aaron Judge hit a monster home run, he swings the bat, and I hear this absolute roar of cheers from the other Yankee players because they know it on the field. Right. They hear the crack of the bat. They see the ball going. And I hear Matt Viscursion And there's a swing. And I told Matt this story. I said, I knew about 2 seconds before he did that that ball was way out of here. And I was doing all I can but saying, it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, right.
I would do the old Howard Cosell stepping on Keith Jackson on a home run call. I gave myself extra credit for not doing that.
Good job. Buster Olney always does a fantastic job. ESPN joining us here, talk a little baseball. Last thing for me, Buster, about a month ago, maybe we didn't think we'd ever get to this point. Let me just ask your opinion on where you think we'll be a month from now. Do you think that the hardest part is behind us, or are there probably some more big hills still to climb?
I think there's some big hills to climb. I'm much more confident that they're actually going to get through it than I was at the beginning because, look, this is a business. And this, yeah. you think about what the owners did in 1995, where they were willing to put, with replacement players, Class A and Double A players on the field and prop them up as a major league product. So the owners want to make the postseason money. So it's Dan the Torpedoes full speed ahead, and their intention is to get there. And I think a lot of players, I've heard from agents, like 85% of the players are very much in on it now. But here's the X factor that I wonder about. An absolute erosion of veteran guys on teams that are losing, saying, I'm done. I'm really worried about that and how big of a wave that's going to be and, you know, how fans will feel about the product after that happens.
I got one more for you, but that is such a good point with almost no veterans on some of the younger teams out here. That could very well be the case. My last question is this, Buster. Obviously, the playoffs are coming, and it's around that time where Major League Baseball has kind of really been hesitant on having the season carry into because of COVID-19. There's been talks of a bubble during the postseason to kind of keep from having a big outbreak. How likely do you think that is to happen? Is it something that we should expect to see?
I think that they'll talk about it, but, you know, remember the one thing they won't have an opportunity to do, which they did in the NBA and they did in the NHL, is to have that quarantine period. Like, right. The regular season is going to end, and then they're going to play every single day with 16 teams. They have to go right into that best of three right away, and then from that point, you know, go forward. But I do think the biggest thing, the biggest factor is the owners want to cash that postseason television check. And if it means that they're going to play in your, you know, living room, Anthony, they're going to do that.
His Indeed. Living room's big enough.
Indeed. Now, I don't know if about that. Indeed. Buster, appreciate the time, man. Let's catch up again as we get a little deeper into the season.
Thanks, Buster.
That sounds great. Always great to talk with you guys.
All right, take care of yourself.
Buster Olney. ESPN on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or apply online. Visit SDCCU.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.